And now, here again is Pina Dexter.
Well, a long, long time ago, Hillary Clinton was supposed to be a shoo-in for the nomination by Democrats for the presidential race in 2016. She was definitely going to get the Democrat women's vote. In New Hampshire last night, she lost women to Bernie Sanders. She's expected to win older women, but still not to do so well along the way with younger women. And it's just very interesting because now she's being, some of these younger women are getting, I think, in a sense, unfair criticism from some of the older feminists for their lack of support of Hillary. With me to discuss this is Gail Trotter. She's a columnist, political analyst, an attorney who lives in Washington, D.C. She has a podcast right in D.C. She contributes to various publications, Town Hall, The Hill, and appears on radio and TV. Gail, thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be with you.
Let's just go right to it. First of all, the New York Times had a piece on this, Madeleine Albright's and Gloria Steinem's comments about young women who don't support Hillary. Here is what Madeleine Albright had to say about it.
We can tell our story about how we climbed the ladder, and a lot of you younger women don't think you have to, it's been done. It's not done, and you have to help. Hillary Clinton will always be there for you, and just remember, there's a special place in hell for women who don't help each other. So, Hillary, you are not only going to the White House, but to that other place. So, oh, thank you so much. Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Hillary, Hillary was grateful for that. Apparently, Madeleine Albright says that she's going to that other place. She was pointing to heaven. So, Gail, thanks so much for joining me.
Yes, and it's just an astonishing statement. When we hear this, we just think, okay, well, where was Madeleine Albright on the campaign trail with Carly Fiorina? Where was Madeleine Albright sticking up for Sarah Palin when she was being savagely attacked as vice presidential nominee under John McCain? We don't see the same standard. It's not just helping women. You understand that it's about an ideology, promotion of a political viewpoint. And unfortunately for them, their ideas are very tired, and we know that women have many different points of view. They're trying to promote that women have a uniform point of view on matters of public policy, but the truth is, all issues are women's issues, and women have different ideas about how we can solve the problems that we're facing as a society. So Madeleine Albright's comments, while they were generated to try and rev up the base supporting Hillary Clinton, they're falling on deaf ears. Like you said, in New Hampshire, the only demographic that Hillary Clinton was able to best Bernie Sanders in was women over 65 years of age. The millennial generation of young Democratic women are not buying what Hillary's selling.
Madeleine Albright surprises me a bit, Gail, because she is in herself very accomplished. She was the first ever female Secretary of State, and she actually had some accomplishments in that post. So the fact that she would make a statement like this, I mean, I know she kind of owes a lot to the Clintons in a sense, but it diminishes her to me.
It does. It does diminish her. And I would think that given the fact that Hillary Clinton is under FBI investigation right now and the emergence of documents showing that there was so much classified information on her private email server and all of the cloud of scandal that has followed Hillary Clinton ever since she's been in the political world, you would think Madeleine Albright, having served as Secretary of State, would understand the vital importance of keeping classified information secure, not only for our national security and for the conduct of our foreign policy, but also for those members of our Foreign Service who are overseas and are subject to threats, increasing threats, as we've seen the rise of ISIS and radical Islamic jihadism, you would think that Madeleine Albright would be the first one to call out Hillary Clinton to give an explanation of why she allowed this type of, you know, malfeasance to go on under her watch as Secretary of State.
Yeah, I mean, now we're seeing that there will actually be an FBI investigation. She will be thoroughly investigated. So, you know, that just sort of ignores all that. But, you know, another part of this whole thing with Madeleine Albright and Gloria Steinem, I think, is that they are sort of trying to communicate, and I think they really believe this in their hearts, that young women owe a debt of gratitude to people like Hillary Clinton and other aging feminists. And the work that they did, supposedly they've blazed a trail for these younger women to have it, you know, the way they have it. And so, you know, it's sort of payback. What do you think?
I would agree. And yet young women are seeing their mounting college debt that they're facing. They also see that on a national level, we have $19 trillion of national debt. The economy is not robust like it should be. There are opportunities for advancing, either starting their own businesses or progressing in the corporate world are very limited, not because they're women, which they understand, but because the economy has not grown the way that it should grow. So when Gloria Steinem goes out there and says, well, young women are supporting Bernie Sanders because that's where the boys are, not only is she repudiating what she spent decades trying to project from the hilltops, that women are more than just an MRS degree. I mean, think about getting the Ms. label for women, that it's not about marriage, it's about career. You know, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. And yet, she goes out there and trying to shame or perhaps persuade young Democratic women. She says, the reason the young Democratic women are attracted to Bernie Sanders is because that's where the boys are. So it's a betrayal of those young women based on her own philosophy that she spent decades trying to promote. And then also is really a slam on the women for not having political thoughts of their own, and that maybe there is a reason they would like to have a woman be president, have the first woman president, but they don't resonate with, or Hillary Clinton doesn't resonate with them. She's not their choice.
Yeah, you know, Gloria Steinem's always had this little part of her that's been sort of girly. Like, as you said, her quote, and of course she started, founded, and headed up Ms. Magazine, but her quote was, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. We say that all the time now. And then she later got married in her elderly years. And so it's kind of interesting. She finally got married. And now she's saying these girls are thinking, you know, they're really voting because the cute guys are over at the Sanders campaign, the progressive young men. And so she's got that little part of her, which is sort of inconsistent, I think, with the radical feminist movement.
And it's a generation gap. I have a 19-year-old daughter and a 17-year-old daughter. And if I were to ever say that to them, they would be outraged. They would be so offended by that because they are smart, brilliant young women, and they, you know, determine their lives on very different things. So to have an icon of the feminist movement get up there and make this statement is particularly offensive to young women, I think. And I think it's really important, too, when you're thinking about the young women who are engaged in the political process right now, they're too young to have experienced what went on in the Bill Clinton presidential administration. They don't understand that a lot of the feminists circled the wagons around President Clinton when he had scandal after scandal involving, you know, allegations of sexual abuse, allegations of harassment, and certainly his treatment of White House intern Monica Lewinsky. You can't think of a more radical power differential than the President of the United States and the lowest possible intern on the government ladder. And these feminists went out of their way to support President Clinton, to push the narrative that what was going on in his personal life had nothing to do with his performance or his character as president. And I think that they're hoping that with Hillary Clinton, being loyal to Hillary Clinton, it's their payback for that kind of lack of integrity for calling President Bill Clinton out when he did these behaviors that feminists would abhor in any other man.
Well, Hillary's victimhood actually raised her stature back then. It probably contributed to her being elected to the Senate in New York. But listen, I'm so glad you're with me, Gail. We're going to continue our conversation after the break. Let me open up the phones, 800-351-1212. Do you want to weigh in on this little piece of the campaign? It's very interesting. But do young women who are Democrats owe their vote in the primaries to Hillary Clinton? That's what's being really put out there by some of the aging feminists, including former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright and former feminist leader, or perhaps current feminist leader, Gloria Steinem. What do you think about that? And also just your thoughts on the primary results.
Now, back to Point of View, your listener-supported source for truth.
We can tell our story about how we climb the ladder, and a lot of you younger women don't think you have to. It's been done. It's not done. And you have to help. Hillary Clinton will always be there for you. And just remember, there's a special place in hell for women who don't help each other.
Madeleine Albright, and of course, this statement has been used before, even on Starbucks coffee cups. And Gail Trotter is with me to discuss it. You know, it's just interesting that somebody that, I don't know, accomplished would lump so many people together into one big category who owes their vote to Hillary Clinton.
That's right. And you are perfectly correct that she is very accomplished. She is very well esteemed. She is well known, national name, and she has thrown her weight behind Hillary Clinton. And as I said, you know, just looking over all of the cloud that is over Hillary Clinton right now and saying that there's not really a reason to be supporting Bernie Sanders is not giving much credence to her experience and to her integrity. And as we were talking about earlier, the feminists who rallied around President Bill Clinton when he went through the impeachment scandal really had to hold their nose in order to support him, given that so many of his behaviors were directly contradictory to the public policy agenda that they were advocating, especially in the workplace. And Hillary Clinton has tripped up on that a lot. I mean, she made a comment a few months ago about, you know, believing all women. We have this rape culture conversation going on in college campuses right now. And Hillary Clinton made the comment in a public forum that women should be believed. And when she was called out by a questioner saying, well, what about the women who, you know, basically called out your husband for his somewhat criminal behavior in some circumstances, Hillary Clinton responded, well, they should be believed until there's evidence that they shouldn't be. And that was a very dissatisfying answer, but I think Madeleine Albright and Gloria Steinem were part of that effort. Gloria Steinem wrote a famous piece in the New York Times supporting Mr. Clinton at the time. And he really benefited, I think, from having the feminist sisterhood rally behind him and give him some protection from the political fallout from his behavior.
Yeah, you fast forward a couple of decades, and this stuff has not died away either. We're going to talk about this later in the program and discuss this new pack that's rising up. It's the rape pack. But Gail, I want to take some calls, so I hope you'll do that with me. Our number is 800-351-1212. Let's go to Mike in Missouri. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, thank you. I tell you what, I'm a guy, and I'm not anti-women or anything like that being president. But I just think right now everybody's really confused on what they want. And anyway, I don't know. I think that really does hurt her with the emails. And women are sharp, you know. They know. Well, hey, even I, you know, I lose my purse, my keys, my cell phone, but I wouldn't do something like that. But I'm not running the country either. I'm just running my family and. I still do.
Yeah, that's what a lot of us are trying to do. Hey, Mike, thank you so much for your call.
But But, you know, I think that's really the big question over all the things. I don't think it's men or women, but there's one thing that I've never heard brought up in anything. You know, they put Reagan down because of his age. You know, a third of the people who are leading are much older than he was. And nobody ever questions age as a problem anymore. Just a thought.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate your call. We've got some elderly candidates running on the Democrat side. Bernie Sanders is definitely, I think he's 76 years old and did very well and is doing very well. You know, the questions are, and let me just throw out a couple more questions for you to mull over, and we'll also talk about later in the program. But is this the last primary that Bernie Sanders will win? He definitely won in New Hampshire. And also after New Hampshire, is Donald Trump in the driver's seat now? Or is it going to be between Cruz and Rubio and Donald Trump go somewhere else? We have no idea. This has been a crazy race, but we want to hear your feedback on that. The number is 800-351-1212. Meanwhile, Gail Trotter is with me. And Gail, you know, when you really look at, I think the best type of voter is the voter that takes a few issues, the ones that are important to them, figures out where the candidates stand on those, looks at some viability and winnability factors in that candidate, and then bases their vote on that. What do you think?
Yeah, that's so important. Madeleine Albright is saying you should support Hillary Clinton because she's a woman and because she has the correct ideology. She's not asking people to look at Hillary Clinton's integrity, which is in grave doubt right now. She's not asking whether Hillary Clinton's public policies would actually help women to lead the kind of lives that they want to lead. And I think Mike raised a really important point that I want to emphasize a different little aspect of. He asked about the age. He said that was an issue with President Reagan. It doesn't seem to be right now. But when you think of Gloria Steinem, who's, I think she's in her 80s, and Madeleine Albright is in her 70s, Bernie Sanders is in his 70s, Hillary Clinton is late 60s. When you think about all these people, they're at a very different stage in their lives than most of the voters. Most of the voters are just starting off their lives. They're trying to progress in their careers. Maybe they want to start a family. Maybe they want to start a business. So it's very easy when you have accomplished pretty much all you've set out to do in your life and you don't have the same financial concerns that young people do, the world looks really different to you than it does to a young person or even somebody in the middle ages of their life when they're caring for elderly parents, when they're trying to get their kids through school. So I think that's part of why, you know, the age as a competency issue is not the same issue that it was when President Reagan was running, but the age issue in terms of is the public policy position that you're promoting actually helpful to most of us, or is it something that has been, you know, tried and is tired, and we are, as a nation, seeing all these difficulties, and we need a change. We need something to give us hope, to kickstart the economy, to make sure that we're protected against those people who are coming from overseas who want to harm us. And I think that age issue is definitely at play in this election.
Let's take a very quick call from Tammy in California on this issue. Tammy, you've got about a half a minute.
Okay. I was just saying that I, you know, as a woman who has always admired Madeleine Albright, I was completely offended by her comments. And as a woman who supported Hillary Clinton.
I think we've lost her, but the note from the call screener says she's offended, which she just said, and she doesn't agree women have to support Clinton. That's really the point we've been making. Gail, thank you so much for helping to make that point today. We appreciate it.
Yes, great to be with you.